Legal decisions and hospital visitation are among the rights currently not afforded to the nearly 3,000 unmarried Pensacolians who cohabitate. If approved, the registry would extend those and other rights to domestic partners, both gay and straight.
We took a look at the City of Orlando's ordinance, and we modeled ours after theirs. Theirs is operating and is successful.
Councilman Larry B. Johnson is the initiative's sponsor.
We've actually had our city clerk contact the City of Orlando city clerk, and I believe she's also contacted the City of Tampa. So we've tried to model it after them. We tried to make this as easy on everyone as we could and not reinvent the wheel. So there's some ordinances out there that are working, and we tried to use those as a template to move this one forward.
At least 14 cities and counties in Florida, covering roughly half of the state's population, have provisions for domestic partnerships. Pensacola would be the first city west of Tallahassee. Johnson dismisses those who try to link this issue to gay marriage, which is outlawed in Florida by a 2008 constitutional amendment.
I had a call from a friend of mine whose mother-in-law, whose late husband was a member of the United States Postal Service, and she's enjoying his pension. But she actually is living with her partner, a gentleman, and will never be able to remarry because she will lose those benefits.
One local opponent to the ordinance is Reverend Ted Traylor, the pastor of Olive Baptist Church. He let his feelings be known while delivering the invocation before the vote at the November 14th council meeting.
I pray, Father, that you would convict this council to do biblical righteousness without fear of being labeled as judgmental. Help them, Father, to be people that would not call sin righteousness.
1 week after the U.S. Supreme Court struck down the Federal Defense of Marriage Act in June, legislation was passed by a Florida Senate subcommittee that would consolidate local ordinances into a statewide registry. The bill stalled in committee. John Stemberger, who heads the Florida Family Policy Council, argues that it appeared to be an attempted end run around the marriage amendment.
Depending on the language, the domestic partnerships have always been an opportunity for gay rights advocates to get around gay marriage prohibitions. And even though it says to the contrary in the bill, clearly this is what it's done.
Stemberger contends the concept of a domestic partnership is bad public policy and a legal sham.
A lot of individuals think they have proper estate planning when in fact they don't. You need proper estate planning. You need a durable power of attorney. You need a will and these kinds of things. And folks that have these think they're going to end their lives and that their quote-unquote partner has everything they need to wrap up their estate, and they don't.
All couples benefit from this. Any two people that are in a domestic partnership living together that want to be able to take care of one another, I think this is perfect.
Sarah Latshaw is Northwest Florida director of the American Civil Liberties Union. She applauds the city council's willingness to tackle the issue.
This is a time where our leaders are moving in the right direction. I'm really proud to see our city council looking at this and doing it with what I think is the community's best interest in mind.
Latshaw told the Pensacola News Journal that we're at a tipping point in how people expect their government to treat people when it comes to protecting their relationships. She adds that a registry would help qualified couples during some of the worst times of their lives through power of attorney and elsewhere.
If your partner has an emergency, then you can be notified. You can make important medical decisions should they become incapacitated. It also allows for health care facility visitation, and in the event that they die, it also allows you to make funeral or burial decisions.
On a lighter note, she said those registered would also be able to take an official role in the lives of their partner's children.
That means simple things like being able to check them out of school for a doctor's appointment or participate in a parent-teacher conference.
The Pensacola City Council meets at 5:30 this afternoon at City Hall. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.